The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is always strongly advised. And welcome to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. To contact Joanne live this evening, send her an email, realityradio101@yahoo.com. And now, broadcasting live from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Joanne Shaw.
Thank you, Gary, and welcome everyone to Down the Garden Path. Thank you for joining me once again this evening. And we're not quite into the garden season, but we're certainly getting all excited about it. So I want to thank you again for joining us and listening to our down-to-earth practical advice for garden plants and all things landscaping. And I'm starting to get really excited. I'm hard at work at a few different landscape designs.
Yeah. Well, I know you yell at me because I always tell you I want to go out and rake. You say
yes,
it's too early.
Too early.
But I have to admit,
What?
I picked up twigs.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's okay. Did you hear the weather forecast for this
is
week,
though?
Is
it supposed
though? To snow? It is. And I think it's all the landscape designers collectively hoping for more snow because we're not quite ready.
Really? Yeah.
So, yes. But it's definitely in the air. I know it's all everything on TV is about spraying. I was at Canada Blooms on Friday.
Beautiful.
So it's a 10-day show, and I kind of eked in there near the end and was inspired a little bit by my visit there. And I'm hard at work at the Ajax show. It's coming up in a few weeks where I'll have a little booth at Deer Creek for the Ajax Home and Garden Show.
Catering just came in with your coffee.
Yes, they did.
By the way, we know you have a special guest who's listening. I won't say who it is, but that particular guest, we just want to let her know we pamper Joanne.
Oh, yes.
Because she is amazing.
We do. They spoil me here very much. So definitely being at Canada Blooms and just thinking about this, even though the Home and Garden Show that I'm going to be in a few weeks has definitely on topic with what I'm excited about tonight.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to hearing more about. Have you ever heard of the Peterborough Garden Show, Gary?
You know what? I have, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really... as much as we talk about Canada Blooms, but a lot of people in gardening circles refer to it as what Canada Blooms used to be. So it's definitely a truly wonderful garden show. And I'm looking forward to speaking with my guest tonight. Her name is Pat DeVillier, and she's the 2016 chair of the Peterborough Garden Show. So I'll just tell you a little bit about Pat and a little bit about the garden show, and then we'll invite Pat online. So Pat DeVillier is a retired teacher and longtime member of the Peterborough Horticultural Society, as she loves anything outside and was home much of the summer with raising three children. I'm looking for my glasses so I can actually read. spending time in her perennial garden, much as I did, and watching the unfolding beauty and change become a favorite. After retiring, she felt it was time to give back and become more involved, joining the board and then becoming president of the Peterborough Horticultural Society for 4 years. She has been on the Peterborough Garden Show Committee for over 10 years, organizing well over 100 volunteers each year, and this year became chair of the Garden Show.
Wow.
I know. I'm so excited to talk about the behind the scenes. So the Peterborough Garden Show is actually organized and hosted jointly by the Peterborough Horticultural Society and the Peterborough and Area Master Gardeners, both not-for-profit organizations of passionate volunteers who host the garden show to raise money so they can gladly give it back to the community. The first garden show took place in 2001 with 70 display booths, and it was presented as a one-time event to celebrate the 140th anniversary of the Peterborough Hort Society. The response was so enthusiastic that 2 years later, along with the Peterborough Master Gardeners, they did it again. So now 2016 marks their 16th show with now over 130 vendors,
wow,
exhibitors, and well-known speakers over 2.5 incredible days. So it sounds incredible. So I'd like to welcome Pat to the show.
Thank you. What a glowing introduction.
I know that.
to both the garden show and myself. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Well, I'm really pleased to have a chance to talk about it, too, because we are only 3 weeks away.
Our
garden show starts Friday, April the 8th, and runs until Sunday, April the 10th. So 3 weeks to go, we're on the countdown. So thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. And I think it's a perfect time for people to start planning ahead.
Wow, Pat, with all those credentials, you should run for prime minister.
I don't think I'm handsome enough.
Wow.
Oh, that's a good one.
But your credentials here that Joanne read and researched, they're amazing.
Yeah. Well, I think just volunteer. It's funny because you have the Peterborough Horticultural Society, which is a bit of a mouthful, and I'm part of the Pickering Horticultural Society, which is equally a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
That's right. Well, you know what? It does sound sort of glowing, but what it comes down to is we do this because we enjoy it. Mm. We love it. We get very excited. It's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. You can imagine it's mm-hmm. a lot of work, but we really enjoy it. And when the show first started back in 2001, and for the first number of years, we called it For the Love of Gardening. That was the name of the show.
Really?
But then we found that as people became more into going online to check things, it was harder to track that. So the Peterborough Garden Show just made it very, very simple.
Perfect.
But it still does reflect how we feel about it.
Yeah, that's great. So 16 years. So mm-hmm. Is there a little bit you can tell us about how you go about organizing it each year?
Well, it's a 12-month enterprise.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, yes. So after the show, the first thing we do is we have a follow-up meeting,
mm-hmm.
and we discuss, you know, during the show, and we get comments from vendors, and we get comments from visitors, and we put out comment boxes. We encourage that, and we look them over. We listen to what people say, and we make changes. Over the years, we've made a lot of changes.
Wonderful.
Based on what they've said. So we have that, and when it started, and it started growing, and it certainly grew more than we anticipated, we have 5,000 to 7,000 people come through on
wow.
the weekend.
Wow.
It's a big undertaking,
mm-hmm.
and the number we use the Evan Rood Center, which is a twin pad arena. We use both pads for displays of our vendors, and then we have a speaker's room. We have a cafe area for eating. We have an upstairs area where we have floral displays and a children's garden. It's quite an undertaking, and we found that, as I said, I've been on for about 10 years on the committee, and we found that the key volunteers were starting to burn out.
Mm.
So we were either going to have to fold, or we were going to have to do something, move it into a more professional level. So what we did is we hired a full-time coordinator.
So Sandy
Spremo has been our coordinator for the last about 7 or 8 years.
Okay.
And she handles the vendors. So all of the contact with vendors goes through Sandy, and she's hired 12 months a year.
Wow.
And we have our committee meetings once a month.
Okay.
But, until we get to the end.
Yeah.
often. But, we have 12 people on the committee, and each is in charge of a different area, from decor, selling advance tickets, bus tours, media and publicity, children's garden, food, et cetera.
Wow, so, that's still a lot for volunteers, isn't it? I mean, that's still a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
But if by delegating,
yeah.
each person has, and there's often subcommittees
mm-hmm.
for
yeah.
each thing.
Yeah.
So that's how we manage it.
Wow. And that was very smart for years ago to have really had the forethought to hire a professional, you know, to deal with some of it. Because you're right.
If we didn't, yeah. we would have had to close the show
yeah.
because people just couldn't sustain that.
Yeah.
So.
No, so that's great. And obviously, since it is a full-time, like, you know, she's able to do it 12 months of the year, it just shows you
yes.
how much work there really is there for her. So.
Mm-hmm.
So that is great. And I was wondering if it was a large committee. So 12 isn't bad.
No. And then, as I say, there are subcommittees.
Mm.
So, for example, the Children's Garden. Well, once we get down to the show,
yeah.
then we call in. We actually have over 100 volunteers
wow.
that participate in the show, well over 100 mm-hmm. volunteers. And that's basically just speaking from the Peterborough Horticulture Society part of it.
Really?
Which is I'm part of it.
Yes.
But although many of our members are master gardeners as well, most
okay.
of them are involved in both.
Yeah, right? that tends to happen, right, to be involved in
mm-hmm.
both organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So things do change up from year to year.
Yeah.
You know, so you always,
oh,
I'm assuming
yes.
you're always trying to, after, like you say, you have that little meeting afterwards and you want to, you know, talk about how to improve or and the trends it change every year too, right? So you
mm-hmm.
want to evolve and kind of keep up with the trends.
That's right. And we'll do something for a couple of years and then we'll stop, not because there's anything wrong with it, but because we don't want to be doing the same thing
mm.
over and over.
Mm-hmm.
So, and our decor changes every
oh, okay.
year too.
Yeah, have kind of a different
so.
Theme every year.
Yes, we have a really exciting theme this year. It's called Butterflies in Flight.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you a little bit about it because I'm actually very excited. We have a very talented team who work on this. We are going to have 200 to 250 butterflies suspended from the ceiling.
Wow.
Some will be as large as 4 foot.
Really?
And some of them will be small. There's about 20 large 4 foot butterflies and 150 smaller ones. And they're going to be arranged so that the effect is swooping down with their wings spread.
Wow.
And they're all in jewel tones, emerald, orange, turquoise, and royal purple. And then that color theme is going to carry out through the floral arrangements in the rest of the building. So upstairs this year, one of the new things that we have is we've always had a floral display, but this year we're having professional florists, a design competition.
Oh.
So we've got about 7 local florists
okay.
who are competing. And it'll be people's choice. People can vote for their favorite. And the colors, we've told the florists so that they can echo the flowers, the colors in the flower arrangements. And then we have floral arrangements down in the lobby and in the speaker's room, and we have little centerpieces, little table centerpieces, and they'll all be using the same bright colors as well.
Wow, that's wonderful. And people love, I've been to many things where they have the design competition, and that's always very successful because the non-designers want to see how the florists, you know, do it, how those
mm-hmm.
shortcuts, you know,
yes.
how do they wire those flowers and how do they get it to stand that way, you know? So it's,
mm-hmm.
I think it's, I was at one for the Christmas urns design competition at the Toronto Botanical Gardens in December. And it was, we were all like glued to see how they did it, you know,
mm-hmm.
the shortcuts,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that's great.
Right.
That's a very
right.
good idea.
Mm-hmm. And then we also in the lobby have a center garden and it'll have a water feature and large butterflies and floral flowers as well. And something new that they're going to try as well is a butterfly selfie booth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that should be fun.
Oh, neat.
So
yeah, and definitely butterflies are definitely in kind of in an in thing, right? Them with the pollinators, like butterflies and birds and bees, right?
Yes.
It's
Our children's garden is picking up that theme as well. Last year they had bees as their
theme. Okay.
And this year it's going to be the butterflies. Excellent. So they're going to be working crafts into that and decor and so.
Okay. Why don't you tell me a bit? Can you tell me a bit more about the children's garden?
The children's garden is just super. It's sort of like the garden show. It's a little thing that grew.
Okay.
About 7 years ago, one of our members was a mother of young children, and she said, "I think we should have a children's garden." She said, "I'll organize that." So she put a lot into it and did some fabulous decor things. And the next year, it was quite popular, so the next year we moved it upstairs so we had a bigger space. And it's an interactive garden, or an interactive area, so
okay.
There's all kinds of things for the kids to see and do. There's a sandbox with little plastic worms hidden in.
Oh, okay.
This is appropriate for about 4 to 12 years old, this
okay.
age group. And there are puppets and felt boards and books, and there's a veggie center, and costumes. Last year, my little 4-year-old grandson was running around dressed up like a bumblebee pollinating the flowers.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, this year there will be butterfly themes. They do crafts. There's butterfly crafts. They're going to be making a butterfly garden. That sounds pretty advanced. I don't know how they're doing that. But and also the stages of a butterfly. There's going to have a butterfly display. There's face painting. That's really popular.
Wow.
And they always do little plantings that the kids can take home with them.
Okay.
So this year it will be a grape hyacinth.
And okay.
They'll be decorating it with little pieces of pussy willow and greenery.
Wow. So it's educational, interactive,
yes.
And yeah.
And packed with kids. Now,
really?
Parents
okay.
can't drop off their kids.
Okay.
They have to accompany their child.
Okay.
But it's a fun place. Even if you don't have a child, it's fun to go up and see what's happening there because there's just you know, so much vibrancy happening there.
Yeah, no, and so. I think that's where it starts, right? I think the kids get such planting the seeds and watching them grow and learning about the butterflies and the bees. I think that's how we get our future gardeners, right?
That's right.
You know?
That's right. It's got a cute name, too. It's called the Little Green Thumbs. Children's garden.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Every year or that's this year?
Well, every year. Every
year
it's becoming bigger and it's becoming more popular and more activities are involved in it and more people are making a point of getting up there to see it.
Oh, especially if it's out of the way, too. Like, they've got to make an effort, right?
Well, it's up the stairs, but that's where the floral area is usually, the floral design area.
Okay.
So that's where they'll be coming to see the florist design competition.
Excellent.
So.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. We use all the space.
Yeah, definitely.
That's right.
Are you
that's
close right. to outgrowing the space or are you still managing?
We're managing.
Okay.
We're managing. We can't get any bigger than we are with as a volunteer group.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and it's a nice size and so that's good. That's good. Well, I definitely want to talk more about, because you're saying it's really a fundraiser as well. So we're going to pause for a commercial break, but when we get back, we'll talk about that and learn more on how you continue to give back to the community. So we'll
great.
Be right back here on Down the Garden Path on Reality Radio 101.
Good.
Chris Lee West Indian Market has been serving the West Indian community for over 15 years. Visit their new location at 20 Harwood Avenue South, Unit 7 at Harwood and Kingston Road in Ajax. They have a wide variety of Oriental, East and West Indian groceries, fresh fish, meat and vegetables. Load up your cart with goodies from the island at very reasonable prices. They have weekly specials such as non-alcoholic wine at 2 bottles for $5. Visit Chris Lee West Indian Groceries at 20 Harwood Avenue South, Unit 7 at Harwood Avenue and Kingston Road in Ajax, or call them right now, 905-426-2111. That's 905-426-2111.
Thank you.
When you visit Peacock Lumber, you will step back in time to a place where purchasing wood products was simple, efficient, and pleasant. In our office, you can view our large selection of moldings and receive advice from knowledgeable sales staff. Once you have decided on your order, you can pick up your materials in our drive-through yard or utilize our delivery service. For pickups, take your vehicle out to our traditional lumber yard, where someone is always there to assist you. If you are accustomed to purchasing wood products at a box store, you will be impressed by the variety, selection, and quality of products that we offer, and the ease in which you get your vehicle loaded and get you on your way. Peacock Lumber is conveniently located on 8 acres in central Oshawa. It was started in 1939 by Victor Peacock and remains family-owned and operated. If you need quality wood products for your renovation, please call us at 905-725-4744. That's 905-725-4744. Or for a full list of products and prices, go to www.peacocklumber.ca. Come to Peacock Lumber first to get the price, selection, quality, and service that you expect.
The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is strongly advised. Welcome back to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. To contact Joanne by email, email her right now, realityradio101@yahoo.com. Young fighters screaming with no time for down, with the pain and can't see a way. And now, wanting it all when it comes to plants, back to Joanne Shaw.
Thank you, Gary. We are back. You're listening to Down the Garden Path here on Reality Radio 101. And we are talking about the Peterborough Garden Show. And my guest this evening is Pat DeVilliers, the 2016 chair of the Garden Show. And welcome back, Pat.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we were just talking about different aspects of the show, but I do want to make sure everybody realizes that it is also a fundraiser.
It is a fundraiser, but it's a not-for-profit. Mm-hmm. So all the money we earn, first of all, because we're in partnership with the Peterborough Master Gardeners, we split our profits with them.
Okay.
And then the profits that we have go back into the community in one form or another, and since 2001, when the show started, we have given, this is just the Peterborough Horticulture Society alone, more than $170,000 back into the community.
Wow, that is great.
It is.
That's half. So half, that's only half, right? Wow.
Well, yes, because the Peterborough Master Gardeners, they give to the community as well.
Right.
They give in different ways.
Yes.
They have their own projects and things they sponsor. So anyway, we have three main things that we do. Scholarships and awards. We like to encourage young people who are post-secondary students who are studying in a horticulture-related field. So we give out about $4,000 in scholarships, four $1,000 scholarships each year we choose from recipients. And we also set up with both Trent University and Fleming College. So with both of them, we contributed $12,000. This was a one-time contribution.
Okay.
In partnership with the provincial government, we contributed $12,500. They matched it, and it's an annuity. It's in perpetuity. So every year there's a scholarship given from both of those.
Wow.
That we set up.
Yeah.
So the scholarships are a big part of what we give back.
Yes.
And the other thing is community grants. And for both of these things, on the Peterborough Horticulture Society website, how you apply for them is on there, and the timelines and everything. But community grants, oh, just a whole range. Every year we get a number of applications, and we go through them, and we choose and decide how much to give to their beautification project.
Yeah.
So everything from school gardens.
Okay.
Our local ecology garden.
Okay.
Community gardens, neighborhood horticulture societies, if they have special projects, mm-hmm. they come to us for funds. It's around the whole area as well, not just in Peterborough.
Right.
Nursing homes. And then there, over the years, there have been special projects, for example, at the zoo or the Travel Information Bureau, different things. So there's been quite a few of those projects given. And then the final thing is we have a little downtown park, a city park, Fleming Park. It's owned by the city, but it's maintained. It was planted in heritage plantings, and it's maintained by the Peterborough Horticulture Society.
Okay.
So that's where our money goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So every bit of profit we make goes back into the community. So it's nice to be able to do that. That's part of our mandate.
Yes.
Part of our mandate is to share knowledge mm-hmm. and love of gardening in the community, and just also to make it a more attractive place.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's definitely been successful. You know, word is out about how good of a show and how everyone really enjoys the garden show. So I think you've done, you know, you really should be commended. So I was there 2 years ago.
Were you?
Yes,
good.
I was part of, because Vandermeer Nurseries.
Yes.
So I don't know if they're back this year, but they were there 2 years ago, I believe.
Yes. And they had a wonderful display area.
They
did. Were you involved in that?
I was just in the booth. I was just one of the designers. There were two designers that were working with them at the time that was in the booth. So we loved
having them. It was so attractive. I hope they come back again.
Yeah. So are there other gardens, or are the? I know it's harder. That takes a lot of work, right, to build a garden, actual garden in an arena. So
yes, we have landscapers mm-hmm. that set up areas.
Okay.
But as part of their, as a vendor, as
right.
part of their own display, we get a lot of community support, but we don't have sponsorships the way Canada Blooms does. So
right.
we don't have the money to set up those types of things. We'd like to move into that area mm-hmm. more. We'd like to get more. We thought it was wonderful what Vandermeer had done, especially that 1 year when they had the display.
Yeah. They did a little pond, and I know it went over really well.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. We loved it.
So, and what are the typical booth sizes?
Oh, goodness. I don't have
actual
numbers. We have single, double,
right.
triple. That and all that information. We've got a great website.
Oh, okay.
And anyone who's interested in anything, anyone who wants to attend the Peterborough Garden Show as a visitor and wants to know the speakers' lists and times or directions or food or the whole list of the vendors there
okay.
are on the website.
Okay, and that's peterboroughgardenshow.com, correct?
Yes, www.peterboroughgardenshow.com.
Excellent.
But if you just Google Peterborough Garden Show,
yes,
it pops up.
It does.
And it's very extensive. It's got directions how to get there. It's got cost. It's got times. Because though we're open Friday, we're just open Friday evening from 5 to 9. Vendors are still setting up on Friday.
Okay.
So, but Saturday it's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
But all that kind of information is on the website. And there's a section for vendors as well. And there's the contact, Sandy Spremo's contact, for anyone interested in organizing a bus tour
or
becoming a vendor.
Right.
And she has the cost
okay.
and everything for them. So.
Okay. Well, that's mm-hmm. great. And I'm sure it's full now, right? Waiting list.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's full with a waiting list, but you can start, any vendors interested can start applying for next year.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
It'd be nice
good.
For them to come and see what's there, and then And then
for sure,
there's a lot of pictures on the website too. Yeah. Really,
yeah. No, it is. It's a very, I have it up here on my iPad, and it is a very detailed site. So if any one of our listeners are thinking about it, then please, in addition to listening to the show tonight, thank you very much, but please visit peterboroughgardenshow.com. And you definitely have some great speakers lined up as well this year.
Yes, we do. Yes. We have a nice range of speakers. We have four on Saturday. And these are on the website as well. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing on the website is when you click on the person's name, the speaker's name, the bio pops up. So you can read about them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So,
would you like me to read the list of speakers and their topics?
Sure. Or? Yeah, we can cover that for sure.
Okay. On Saturday at 10:30, Diane and Gary Westlake, Thinking Outside the Planter Box. They have a very interesting garden themselves. It's on a slope, and it's has some very unique ideas. So, and they're very entertaining. They're a humorous couple.
Oh, that's great.
12 noon, Tara Nolan, Why Raised Beds Rule.
That's, and I'm sure that's her new name of her new book. So she's an author and an editor, past editor of Canadian Gardening, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then at 1:15, we have Joan Greenway, Bonsai Basics.
Okay.
And 2:30, Dawn Gallagher.
Oh, right. A friend of our show. Dawn has been on the show a couple of times.
Oh, she has a fabulous place there.
Yeah.
The newest Easy Care Perennial.
Excellent.
Wonderful place for hostas and daylilies.
Yeah.
That's her specialty.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. She told us all about that a couple weeks ago. So yeah.
That's right. So that's on Saturday.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, we try to get some of our keynote speakers on Sunday because Saturday tends to be so crowded. For some reason, everyone wants to come on Saturday
Ooh.
Morning especially.
Okay.
So we try to get them to spread themselves out. And one of the things we do is we have a keynote speaker always on the Sunday.
Okay.
But anyway, Sunday at 10:30 is Joe and Hazel Cook. They have, Blossom Hill.
Okay.
And they specialize in peonies and delphinium.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
And the topic is how to get the most out of your peonies.
Okay.
They have over 600 varieties of peonies on their property.
Wow.
And they've won multiple prizes. So, and then 12 o'clock, I'm sure you've heard of Carson Arthur.
Yes, I have.
Low Maintenance Gardens. He will be very popular, this speaker. Did you want to tell a little bit about Carson Arthur? I know he has a column in, I don't have that right in front
of
me.
Yeah, no. He's been certainly in the media quite a bit.
Yes.
So he's an international landscape designer and focusing on environmentally friendly design.
Yes.
And so he has, you know, he's got a few different things. He's the spokesperson for Canadian Tire's latest initiative, Canvas, a complete line of outdoor furniture and accessories geared towards outdoor living. And I know he was speaking at Canada Blooms as well, so I'm sure and he has a new show coming up on HGTV airing in the spring, so,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so
mm-hmm.
I think you're right.
He has a book.
Yeah.
He seems to do a lot of writing, so.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So,
At 1:15, we have Jeff Mason from Mason Hogue, and it's Plants for the Naturalized Garden.
Okay.
And 2:30, Carrie Hackett, Herb Gardens 1.0, Design, Create, Enjoy.
And that sounds, I was reading a little bit about that, and that sounds very interesting as well, because she's a medical herbalist.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's neat to go, you know, from a garden standpoint, but also to hear somebody who's got the medical, you know, background to go along with it. So I think
yeah.
that the selection and the topics, I think you've really covered a lot.
Yes, it's a real variety mm-hmm. to appeal to a wide range of interests.
Yeah. Now, how are the speakers, is there like a main stage or there's a speaker's room?
There is a speaker's room.
Oh, okay.
Yes, there's
okay.
a speaker's room. And, yeah, it's everything is well signed.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's always announced throughout the show when another speaker is going to start.
Excellent. So. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it sounds like there's lots more to talk about. I've got a few more questions for you.
Sure.
So we'll pause for one more commercial break, and then we'll come back and find out some more details about the Peterborough Garden Show. Thank you for listening to Down the Garden Path. We'll be right back here on Reality Radio 101.
Put the special into your special event. With our finger on the pulse of today's event scene, we provide for all your entertainment needs. Amuse and amaze with look-alike performers, illusionists, and interactive entertainment. Fill the air with jazz, dance music, classic rock, Latin, and disco. Thrill your guests with tarot and psychic readings. And treat the kids with children's entertainers, face painting, inflatables, and more. When your reputation is on the stage, let our reputation for excellence earn you a standing ovation. For more information, visit aratoevents.com. Long before you've pulled the sheets up, rested back onto a soft pillow, and drawn a curtain on the day, your body will have silently defended itself against countless threats. Viruses, bacteria, poisons, diseases, all are elegantly swept away as part of the usual routine. When life flows in harmony, the human body has a miraculous ability to heal itself. But what if you have a sense that this is not happening for you? Or maybe you feel that somehow your body is out of balance. Where are you at in terms of your health and wellness? Perhaps you have been diagnosed with a particular condition and you would like to explore alternative health possibilities for a synchronized holistic plan. What can you do? Take charge of your health and wellness by having a homeopathy consultation with a knowledgeable and experienced homeopathic practitioner. At his Durham Region and Toronto clinics, Dr. Joe Kellerstein can work in collaboration with you to arrive at positive strategies to help you feel more in control of your health and wellness. Contact Dr. Joe Kellerstein for an appointment at either 905-433-8666 or 416-484-1673. Check out his many informative health-related articles at www.drjoend.com. That's www.drjoend.com. Welcome back to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. Come on, get on board right now. Send Joanne an email, realityradio101@yahoo.com. And now, telling everyone on the street, it's too early to rake, Joanne Shaw.
Welcome back to Down the Garden Path here on Monday evening. We are talking all about the upcoming Peterborough Garden Show, which is taking place April 8th to 10th, so just a few weeks away. My guest tonight is Pat DeVilliers, the 2016 chair of the Garden Show. Welcome back, Pat.
Thank you.
So we've talked a lot about different aspects of the show. I thought maybe we'd talk a little bit about logistics, because Peterborough is a relatively small town and you're having all these people coming in for, you know, two, like you said, it's open Friday night, but then it's really busy Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
And so
yes,
it takes place at the Evinrude Center. Mm-hmm. Is there any more advice or tips you want to, like, you know, where parking is and any
oh,
other?
There is.
Yes.
There is. This is one of the problems that we found, especially this Saturday morning, is so busy, and we found that parking is a problem. We've also found lineups.
Mm.
For some reason, the show doesn't open until 10 a.m., but people start lining up about 9.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a huge lineup down across the front of the building and down the side of the building. And so we've tried to do our best to deal with this. So we have two things we've done in terms of we sell advance tickets.
Okay.
The last couple of years. Now, we have sites in Lindsay, Port Hope, Bridge North, Lakefield, and three spots in Peterborough that sell these advance tickets.
Okay.
The cost is $8,
okay,
the same as if you buy them at the door.
Okay.
But when you have your advance ticket, there's a separate lineup, and as soon as the door opens at 10, you just walk in and you hand them your ticket. So that advance lineup just goes...
Yeah, no time.
In
yeah.
Minutes, they're
so
inside.
Yeah, so definitely.
So that is a huge thing. However, it doesn't help people. We get people from Toronto to Ottawa,
right,
Kingston, Muskoka's a huge area,
yeah,
to come, and it doesn't help them. You can't buy the advance tickets online.
Oh, okay.
But if you come instead of before 10, if you waited until about 10:30, that lineup would be down.
I see.
Because
okay,
as soon as the doors open, we have two people selling at a ticket booth,
okay,
and it goes very quickly.
Very quickly. Okay.
From the time even though the lineup looks formidable, from the time the doors open, within about 20 minutes, the line,
yeah,
is processed.
Okay.
So that's my tip in terms of if you don't want to stand in the lineup.
Okay. Okay. And Saturday is busier than Sunday. So
Saturday morning is the busiest.
Okay.
Sunday is busy too. Is busy too, but it's not as busy.
Mm-hmm.
Peak time is Saturday morning.
It's Saturday morning. Okay.
Yes. Parking.
Okay.
We have the Rotary Club is helping with the parking.
Oh.
And they ask for a $2 donation. It's voluntary. It just helps with their projects.
Okay.
And across the road from the Evan Rood Center is the Canadian Canoe Museum. And we have an arrangement with them that we can use their parking for that as well. And it's also open at that time, so for anyone coming from out of town, the Canadian Canoe Museum is an iconic place. We're going to be hearing more and more about it as well because we have their new building that's going to be constructed in the next couple of years.
Okay.
But if anyone is interested, they can spend time at the garden at the garden show, and when they're finished the garden show, they can go to the Canoe Museum and see that, and they don't even have to repark their car.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Well, that's
and,
good, and I've heard about that. I have heard about the Canoe Museum, so
oh,
that's
it's very
definitely, yeah.
It's unique.
Yeah.
It's deceiving when you get inside to see what there is.
Yeah.
Anyway, and we also have a free shuttle bus service. We have something at the Kinsman Center, which is not too far away. Has lots of parking.
Okay.
And every 15 minutes, there's a free shuttle bus that takes you to the garden show.
Okay.
It's both Saturday and Sunday. It starts at 9 a.m., and it goes until a half an hour after the show closes.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
So that's really a good service,
yeah,
as well,
yeah,
to make use of. And the maps for all of these things, maps, directions, maps, all of that type of thing,
mm-hmm,
is on the website.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I'm looking at it now, and I think that's wonderful. And I think so now you can head right to the Kinsman Center and have, right, it's the Kinsman Center?
That's
and
right.
And then have the, uh-huh, shuttle bus. So, yeah, if you don't even want to get, you know, caught up looking for something closer,
that's
then you
right
can kind of,
that's
you know,
right,
I think it'd be wise to almost plan on going right to the Kinsman Center and then knowing you've got the shuttle bus.
That's right. And the other thing is people purchase a lot. And, you know, there's things small and large.
Oh, yes.
Decor and, yeah, you know, all kinds of things. So people walk out very often with their arms full and even with some very large objects. Well, our coat check is really more of a parcel check than a coat check. We have a free coat and parcel check.
Okay.
So that if you are making use of this shuttle bus, you can store your things there in the until you're ready to leave.
Oh, that's a good idea. Good idea. And sometimes it's the shuttle bus gets you closer to the door than if you parked your car, right, and walked in. So
it takes you right to the door. Yes.
Yeah. So sometimes I like that service. So I think that's a great idea. And I know the vendor, and I remember when I was there 2 years ago, I definitely bought quite a bit of stuff.
It's so interesting watching the things walk out.
For sure. For sure. I remember them, and I hope he's back. He had the metal obelisks.
Yes,
and I bought several because they were he did some really great work and very reasonable prices. So it was one of those things, you know, where you kind of go, oh, I'll buy one, but then his price was so good, oh, I'll buy three. I am looking forward to visiting again this year. So I'm really
good.
I think especially because in the past sometimes you have a little bit of a conflict with Easter sometimes, right?
Well, the problem is that we have a very narrow window that we can hold this garden show.
Right.
Because if you hold it too early, the greenhouses don't have enough in stock.
Yes.
If you hold it too late, they're too busy.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, Easter does sometimes coincide.
Yes.
This year it doesn't.
I've heard a lot of people say that. So I think you're going to be even busier than you were last year.
I think so,
because
too.
word is out that it's not on Easter.
We have a lot of buses coming this year, too, because it doesn't conflict.
Yes.
We've got buses from Bracebridge and North Bay and Barry's Bay and Stayner and Scarborough.
So I
think it is going to make a difference.
Yeah,
the other thing I wanted to mention is that we have really good food. We have Bee Catering is one of our popular local spots in town.
Okay.
She has excellent local food. Everything is made there. And soups and chili and pulled pork and salads and quiche and lovely things, all of it homemade. And we have Kyoto Coffee, which is great fair trade coffee, very popular in town as well. Everything's local.
Excellent. Well, no, and that's good, right?
I know.
It doesn't make sense to go all that way to a little town, like, you know, to a smaller town, to a small garden show, which is really putting on a really big show, to have Starbucks coffee, right? Like, it doesn't make sense. We really should be supporting local, and fair trade is always a good thing, too. So I think that's great, and I think that's what people love about one of the things that people love about the show, right?
That's right, and I think they like... it's lovely to go to Canada Blooms and see those beautiful displays. But I think people relate to, you know, just things being more down to earth and more within their price range. And they can go and they can afford the ideas and they can afford the products. And there's some lovely vendors and some lovely early spring things like hellebores and pussy willows and pansies and primulas, and you know, there's a lot of color, and again, you're supporting all these small. We don't allow any of the big box store things into our show.
Mm-hmm.
We keep it to individual growers and greenhouses and the smaller garden centers, and you know, we try to promote them.
Yeah, to promote them, and I think that's great, and I think. You know, and I think that's what people miss about Canada Blooms is that smaller feel and the more relatable, booths and vendors, that type of thing, you know. So I think that, Canada Blooms did a better job this year. I know I've always had a hard time when, because, you know, a lot of people going through are not necessarily plant people, right? So, you know, you hear people point to all these flowering houseplants and go, oh, I love that flower. I want that in my garden, right? And as the gardener standing there going, rolling her eyes going, yeah, you can't have that in your garden, you know, like it's not realistic. So they have come a long way in, you know, making it actual. You know, I know they go through a huge process of forcing plants and kind of getting plants ready for the show. But it still isn't quite the same. So I think you're right. I think that's the attraction, and also the size, right? It's now that it's part of the home show, it's just it's physically a daunting task to get to it, right? Now you've got a shuttle bus and all of that. So I think definitely worth the drive to Peterborough. We're hoping for good weather, of course.
We always hope for good weather, but not too good. We don't want people out in their gardens. We want them to come to see us.
For sure. That's what I'm always on Gary. Like everyone has to stay out of the garden for a little bit. So, so yes, it's. I know the Keeners are always a little keen to get out there a little early and not realizing that they're damaging things a little bit. So. So that's always one of my parting tips, and to encourage everybody to be patient, right?
Yes, we're so eager.
We're so eager just to get going on things. So I'm very excited, and I'm very much looking forward to going. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about?
I think those are the main points.
Okay.
I have a little story, though.
Sure.
We have a ticket booth because we need a ticket booth with all the people coming in a short period of time. So we need to have the security. And unfortunately, the one we've had in the past gave up the ghost and had to be replaced. So Fleming College has a beautiful new state-of-the-art construction building, and they take applications for free community-built projects every year. And they agreed, we sponsor their students with scholarships,
mm-hmm.
and so they agreed to take on the building of our new ticket booth, which is really cute. It looks like a garden shed, and it's got shutters. It's just charming.
Oh, wonderful.
But it's designed very nicely because it can fold up at the end of the show and be flat and easily moved and stored in our storage locker.
Wonderful.
And then one of the local, the local Chemung Home Hardware stepped forward, and they donated the building materials. So we have this lovely, charming ticket booth, which you'll have to notice on the way in, that was basically through community support.
Excellent. And it's neat the way it's kind of full circle, isn't it? You're supporting
the school
and the students and the local business are supporting you. So I think that's wonderful, and that's what it's all about, for sure. I think gardening, horticultural societies, master gardeners, it is, we do it, like you said, because we love it and we love gardening, and we need to kind of, keep going and keep spreading the word and teaching, using all this time, like you said, with the butterflies to teach and educate everyone. And I think the garden show is not only a place to go and be inspired by new plants and things, but to spend some money. But I love that there's an educational aspect as well.
Yes, and I must mention, too, that the Master Gardeners have a booth there, and they will answer any gardening questions you have.
Excellent.
Very easy to spot on the way in.
Yeah. Now, are you a Master Gardener, Pat?
I'm not.
Okay. Nor am I. That's kind of on the list.
Time.
I know. Nor do I. That's on the list. Oh, it's one of those, I'll get to that when, right? it's good to know that it's always good to, bring a picture if you've got a question about your garden. That pictures always help, even though I'm not a master gardener. People come to me with questions all the time, and it definitely helps to have a picture versus you trying to describe the plant, right?
Yes, yes.
So that's wonderful. Well, I'm just going to cover off. So your website, once again, is peterboroughgardenshow.com. All the details, the maps, the directions. And it's $8 admission, which is unbelievable.
It is. And we even have a weekend pass this year for $12.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
But anyway.
Yeah. No, yes, that price is great.
All the details are on the website.
Yeah.
And also the speakers list.
That's right. And both eight total speakers, four on Saturday and four on Sunday. So definitely check that out. And I know you're on Peterborough Horticultural Society is on Twitter as well. So you can, our Twitter followers can follow that there. And I just want to thank you very much, Pat. I think just talking about it and learning all the different aspects, as well as how much you give back to the community. I think in 16 years to have given back $170,000 is huge. It's a really admirable thing. So congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
And all the best.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. And
we're
hoping
very excited as it gets closer.
Oh, good. And hopefully I'll try to track you down when I'm there on Sunday, but I know you'll be busy, so don't worry about it.
Actually, do that for sure. Go to the little white information booth. And,
okay.
I'll probably be there or around.
Around, yes. Yes,
close.
I'll track you down. So,
okay.
But thank you and all the best. I wish you really good luck. I'm sure it's going to be great.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Joanne.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you have it. It definitely is worth going to. I'm really looking forward to attending this year as well. So that is the 2016 Peterborough Garden Show, once again happening April 8th, 9th, and 10th in Peterborough. So if you have any other questions, you know, feel free to check out their website or you can drop me a line. I do want to remind everybody about my website and my newsletter. Definitely is time to get those tips for those seasonal tips. I recently wrote an article on fire pits that's starting to be a bit of a trend that I have a lot of my customers looking for adding some fire to their backyard. So I have written
an
article.
Make sure they check their zoning.
Yes, that's in my
important.
Article. Definitely talking about your municipality and the different options for sure. But so please, Joanne or downtoearth.ca, or you can email me at joanne@downtoearth.ca with the number 2. And design season starting. So and I will be at the booth at a very different type of garden show. So it's a home at Ajax Home and Garden Show, which is a slightly different type of show. But I will be there in Deer Creek on April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So come and visit me.
Very nice. And don't go out and rake.
Yes, not yet. So,
especially with the snow, if you're in southern Ontario.
Yes, we're going to get some snow. So I wanted to thank everybody once again for joining us down the garden path. And finally, and I know I've misspoke twice, but finally next Monday, Megan Kane will join us to talk about vegetable gardening. So
good. I'm looking forward to that.
I finally, got my schedule correct. So I'm looking forward to that. And we will see you. Thanks again for joining me down the garden path here on Reality Radio 101.
Thanks for listening to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw. Right here on Reality Radio 101.